Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO of Employee Cycle, and you know us, we're your people dashboard for small and medium companies that has that small HR department that's tired of pulling all these messy manual spreadsheets from all your HR systems to create one manageable HR spreadsheet dashboard. I know you want that process automated. Well, look no further, because at Employee Cycle, we've created that people dashboard that has pre-built connections to all the different systems you use. Bamboo HR, Namely, Zenefits, Greenhouse, 15.5, Office Vibe, Reflective, Glassdoor, you name it. You can just plug in those systems into the people dashboard so that you can view, track, share, and analyze all your people data from one place. But that's enough about us, because today we have a great guest. So please help me welcome to the show, Eli Rodriguez, Director of HR and Talent at Zimmerman Advertising. And today we're going to discuss why you should be more intentional during the hiring process. Eli, welcome to the podcast.
Woo! Eli, welcome!
All right, Bruce, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you for being willing to participate and share your knowledge with the HR community. So, Eli, we're going to kick this thing off the best way we know how, and that's by asking you, how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
Fantastic, Bruce. I appreciate that. Good quick plug. As before we got on this call, I was pulling some data from a spreadsheet, so we need it. So I appreciate what you're doing and the innovation in that space. But I drifted into HR many years ago. I my background, oddly enough, is in engineering and business management. Had the chance to attend UConn, University of Connecticut, and really found my passion and my calling really around the people space. You know, was fortunate to kind of drift into that in my first stint. Soon after graduated with Ahud USA, with some diversity initiatives, and that led me to come full cycle with an organization called En-ROADS, who I am a alumni of. But that really thrust me into the talent acquisition, recruiting of talented young professionals of a diverse background and placing them in corporate Fortune 500 companies. And it's been quite the story and the ride since then. I've been in the space for 15 plus years. As I casually say, to the folks that I meet all the time, just changing lives.
Got it. And you're bringing me back to my early career days right after graduation when I did a short tour, as I like to call it, at Tierney and Razorfish, two advertising firms. So I'm looking forward to this. So today we're talking about why you should be more intentional during the hiring process. And before we talk about what that looks like to be more intentional, let's get your perspective and opinion on how do you see the typical hiring process being structured at most companies today?
You know, I think, and I'm going to talk, pre-pandemic here, Bruce, because I think in most companies, it was a very transactional relationship with the candidate. And I think you see the companies that do well around retention and around hiring best talent. Those are the institutions and organizations that have put a lot of value and time and effort in making that, in making the candidate onboarding experience meaningful and impactful. And it really, for us, starts at hello, right? The person applies. That's a life that it's seeking interest in your organization. I think my philosophy and what we try to, at least nurture here in the organization is that everyone deserves at least some type of consideration, whether it be a yes, no, maybe. But we put a lot of effort in just trying to make sure that that touch and that interaction, that reach out, whether it be just a automated response email that feels warm, feels engaging, and provides hope for those individuals.
And just to be clear, when we're talking about the hiring process, there can be so many components and elements to this whole process. A lot of the times when I read blogs or articles, they just throw around hiring process as if it's just one very simple thing. But there seems to be a lot of little steps, including sourcing, interviews, background screening, potentially drug testing, assessments, all different types of things. So when it comes to being more intentional about the hiring process, are there specific areas of the hiring process that you're really focusing on, or are you talking about the entire process from start to finish?
I think our focus is start to finish, but I think we place real emphasis on the initial interaction. We put a lot of effort, and again, pre-pandemic, around our interview, on-site visit. Now that we are in COVID world, I think the Zoom or video contact is kind of replacing that in many ways. So that's added a different layer of making sure that, again, we are organized, we are attentive, we are sensitive, but that we're also technically in the forefront of making sure that those connections are happening between our candidates and our hiring managers. And then there's a lot of emphasis on as we approach to day one, your day one experience. My mentor taught me when I got into the business, your first day in a company should be your best day. And so we put a lot of effort around making sure that that first day, whether it be remote, work from home, now in the building, on site, that really becomes a white glove experience. You roll out the red carpet. As a matter of fact, our onboarding, sort of new hire task interface is called red carpet for that reason. We want that to be a moment where somebody feels like, man, this was my best day. If whatever happens from this day forward, that is going to be a very memorable experience in someone's journey within our organization.
And when we're talking about start to finish, are we also including the employer brand stage as well when people are interacting with your career page or any videos or anything else that you may have included to showcase your culture and what it's like to work at Zimmerman?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that the employer brand is what's going to draw people in. It's what's going to make them become brand ambassadors. And ultimately, that helps their referral process and who you're speaking to and who they are recommending onward, whether they get the job or not. That brand impression for us is critical. For me, it's always been very important that someone walk away with a very positive experience, whether they were onboarded A to Z or they were interacted with and didn't get the opportunity, or were invited to come back and think about a different opportunity in the future.
Got it. And then it also sounds like we're including the onboarding process of this as well. So we're not just talking about the process from the first time they interact with your employer brand to getting the offer letter, but we're really talking about what does that onboarding process look like in regards to day one and potentially 30, 60, 90 days as well, correct?
100%. I mean, the one key for us has always been minimizing that gap. If we're going to be very excited about interacting with someone, then the technology, the tools, the platforms need to meet that expectation, right? A candidate can't now find a very wonky applications process or onboarding system that becomes a little bit too rudimentary, perhaps in the process, or now fails at again aligning and complementing the personal touch that comes with the experience.
Got it. So for the listeners out there who totally get what you're saying and would like to be more intentional in their hiring process as well, I would like to make this as actionable as possible for them to follow. So where should they start? What's the first thing that they should do to evaluate their existing hiring process in order to make it more intentional?
Put yourself through the experience. I think oftentimes we forget what that experience feels like. We've made it a point to, at least twice a year, pretend we're an applicant. What does that look like? What better things can we do along the way to ensure that the clicks are smooth, that we're minimizing the number of steps or the number of pages or clicks or information gaps that need to be completed by a candidate? And so constantly look at your hiring process as a candidate. I think we get complacent, we get caught up in the day-to-day, and we forget what that experience looks like. And then we sort of just kind of go on autopilot. And I would say that, an organization with a forward thinking process around people, with a people centric mission, understands that their applicants are as important as their associates. And so step out of the interviewer or selector mode and put yourself in the shoes of the candidate going through your process. And do that, in the onset of applying, whether it be via desktop, tablet, mobile, to how that feels when you get that automated correspondence from the ATS perhaps, or from the onboarding software, to how your hiring managers are welcoming, are interacting, and also following up with the candidates.
Earlier, you said that you felt pre-pandemic, a lot of companies seem to have a very transactional hiring process. Which areas of the hiring process can move from transactional to intentional? And then which areas do you believe will always be transactional?
I think the initial application will always be somewhat transactional, particularly now post-pandemic and with the unemployment being what it is. There are a lot of people looking for jobs. So it's going to be harder for any HR team organization to really make that connection when you're getting hundreds of applications. I think there you let the system work in your behalf and you're working smarter with communication that at least lets individuals know that we received it, it's under review, we'll follow up. I think the intentionality now is going to shift to, I really like this application, I like this candidate, they've applied for this role. I think there is where now we have to be a lot more intentional, because that individual, if you like them on paper, you like their application process, I think that's where now you're probably going to spend a little bit more time shifting from, you know, you're just a candidate to this could be someone that could really be a game changer in the organization. I hope that answers the question there, Bruce.
Absolutely. And one of the things you also mentioned was about using video for the interview. Moving forward, it seems as though people are going to have to use video for the actual interview, which may be through Zoom or Teams or Google Chat or whatever you're using. But for the actual application submission, is your company and is your team accepting video submissions? And do you see that as part of being intentional? Or do you think we can still get away with people just submitting Word, docs, PDFs, and or LinkedIn profiles?
That's a great point, Bruce. I'm glad you mentioned that. We had already thought about including a video experience within our organization. We're going back over a year ago. And we actually piloted something with our internship program last year, where candidates, when they went to apply, were greeted by a friendly welcome video from our staff, right? So that was their first impression of the agency was, hey, thank you for expressing interest. Let me give some highlights of our internship program. And then part of their application included them giving and submitting a 3-minute video of them answering just a very generic question about advertising. But we had already started to integrate something of that nature in our business. I think done correctly, it can be very powerful for an organization to consider platforms that include a video option, particularly these days. And again, that goes back to brand messaging, the brand of the organization, how you showcase it in the video, the passion, the excitement, the diversity, the messaging, all of that starts to bring that candidate experience much earlier in the application consideration process. Again, I think as we move through this pandemic and it sort of has become an employer's market, it'll shift back to a candidate market. I think you really want to do your job now to ensure that candidates are being exposed to what your organization is. Who are the decision makers? Who are associates? What are testimonials? We've got a walking tour of our office that highlights not just the building, but the excitement around our associates, what they do, how they do it, because we know that we're probably not going to have people coming to the building to experience the culture. So now, through a video and through sort of that bird's eye view, they're able to experience some of that excitement by visually seeing what's happening in the business or what was happening, sort of day to day when people were in the building. Now we've shifted to a little bit more one-on-one testimonials of people doing things from home because we've become a work from home organization for the most part. And so I think blending those two things and getting it right and doing it with structure, doing it with the right frame in mind, I think will help not just the branding, but will help the candidate sort of see themselves in that place. And again, in a world where it's a little bit more of an employer-driven hiring process, I think the things we do now helps you when when this shifts and becomes a candidate-driven hiring process.
I'm glad you brought up diversity, because it would, we definitely have to have a conversation about being intentional about diversity if we're going to talk about hiring and recruiting, especially in 2020. So are there areas in the hiring process where you can be more intentional about diversity other than trying to source from diverse groups or trying to source diverse groups of underrepresented individuals?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it starts in-house, training, talking about it, embracing, being receptive, breaking down walls, making sure that individuals internally within the organization feel very comfortable and are also in tune with the mission. I can do a great job of bringing a diverse slate of candidates, but if the audience I'm bringing that to isn't in line, isn't in step, isn't bought in, doesn't understand the value, the importance, the magnitude of what that is, then we're going to miss the mark. It's not going to matter. So I think for us, we've always been in front of making sure that as an organization, we're thinking diversity, we're thinking inclusion, we're thinking about not just who is the talent, but what the talent brings to the organization. We are talent driven, performance driven, but I think it starts in house. I mean, I think we've done a great. I think this organization specifically has done a great job of always bringing diversity into the organization. But I think we've been more intentional in the past recent years about ensuring that once it's in here, the talent, who whatever the background is, feels empowered, feels invigorated, has fulfillment in what they're doing, okay? And that managers and leadership all celebrate the differences that makes us really a great agency.
And then lastly, I would like to ask you about the company having buy-in to be more intentional. You spoke about different people and different stakeholders all having the same beliefs in the mission. And so when you have an intentional hiring process, how are all the different individuals in this process more intentional? And let's just go with the recruiter, the hiring manager, and we can just go with the recruiter and the hiring manager. How are they both more intentional with in respects to their specific roles in this hiring process?
So I think HR has a level of responsibility and accountability in making sure that the hiring managers sometimes, they come in and out of the fray, right? Depending on what the position is, who the candidates are, who's available, et cetera. I think the key for us, for success for us, has been that, again, there's been consistency, but then there's also been that we've nurtured and created an environment that people feel really comfortable about what we do well, what we don't, and where we can do better. There's always room for improvement. And I think that's the key for us has been, we're not perfect. We're not going to get it right every time. But do we have enough of the right systems in place? Do we have enough of the checks and balances in place? And are we holding each other accountable? And I think you do that with having the right individuals advocating in the business, and you have your hiring managers equipped with information that makes them powerful. I think you put some controls in place. So let's be objective about our hiring process. Let's make sure we're measuring the results, make sure we're measuring outcomes, and we're talking collectively 360 about the candidate, about who our finalist is, and why it is we're landing on this person for that position. But again, there's got to be a gatekeeper that ensures that as individuals are moving in and out of the hiring process, those decision makers, that they are well-equipped, well-attuned, but also mission-focused and understanding what the end goal is.
Eli, thanks so much for being such an awesome podcast guest and really talking about such an important topic that I know a lot of HR leaders will be interested in hearing. So, Eli, thanks for being on the show.
Woo! Eli, let's give it up!
So, Eli, how can we find you and Zimmerman online?
You can always visit zadv.com. All right, that's our website page, and I'm available on LinkedIn. Anyone can connect with me on LinkedIn, or you can also email me directly at elirodriguez@zadv.com.
Awesome, and we'll be sure to include all that info in the show notes. So, everyone out there listening, if you enjoyed this podcast, then please leave us a 5-star rating to show that we're providing great content. Also, if this is the very first time you've heard our podcast and you came here because you're already either a super fan of Eli and you wanted to hear what he had to say, or you thought that this topic was so compelling that you couldn't miss it, but now you're hungry for more episodes, please subscribe to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else you listen to awesome podcasts. And last but not least, HR and people leaders out there, please continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids.